on.
And watching us on CN2 or the social media platforms.
That music means that it is time for us to check in with the York County Sheriff's Office for our Wanted Wednesday interview. Trent Ferris is the Public Information Officer. Good morning to you, Trent.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Literally, there is a new sheriff in town.
Yes. Literally. Yes. Monday was the ceremony. Yesterday, Sheriff Breeden's first full day on the job. So I think I told you guys I saw him for maybe a minute to take a picture of him in the hallway in his uniform so he could put it on all of our social media and all of our website stuff. And that was it. Said, hey, how's it going, boss? And
then that
was it. And he was off. He was off doing something else. So I tried to get him in here today, but of course, first week on the job, there's a lot to take care of. So hopefully in the next couple
we'll
of Wanted Wednesdays, we'll have him in here.
You're like the internal paparazzi there. York County Sheriff's
Office. That's what I do. It's always a joke if I run in, I walk around with my phone or I'm like holding it up like, I guess you can't see it on the radio, but if you're watching from home, I'm holding it up. It's like, Trent's got his phone. It's kind of like that. And I forget that show. So they always made a meme out of relax. I just want to take some pictures, you know? I'm just the guy. If people see me coming around with a phone or a camera, they know that I'm about to film or take a picture or something.
Well, of course, Sheriff Tony Breed now is our sheriff. Sheriff Kevin Tolson has now moved on, and we wish him a lot of success. And from what we've heard from Sheriff Breed, he will just continue what Sheriff Tolson was doing. And it might look a little different under his leadership, but he was very appreciative of the job that Tolson has done and wants to continue that. So,
yeah. I mean, and I can't say enough about, you know, the time I was able to serve under Sheriff Tolson, and great leader, great boss, great friend, and I wish him all the best. Looking forward to the future, though. We are moving forward today or yesterday.
Well, speaking of the future, we're looking toward the skies to see what's going to happen on Friday night into Saturday with winter weather on the horizon. What's the plan of attack right now from the York County Sheriff's Office?
Well, I just wanted to mention something to you. I don't know if everybody knows out there in radio land that I am the National Weather Service of Greenville-Spartanburg Cooperative Weather Observer for Catawba, South Carolina. It's a big, long title, I know. But my family's been doing it for 117 years. But I always, you can watch Brad Panovich, you can watch Channel 9, you can listen to all the meteorologists about what they're going to be doing. But until Chris Horn from the National Weather Service sends me an email or text that something's going to happen, I don't pay any attention to it. Well, guess what? Chris Horn from the National Weather Service sent me an email yesterday saying, yeah, the confidence is high. You may want to get prepared. So I've got a snowboard, and I put it out in the yard. And I put a little flag next to it, so if it gets covered up in snow, I can find it in the yard. And then I've got to check ice. I got to check snow depth, everything.
I think we're going to be able to find it.
Yeah. Sorry. That's my kids getting to school.
This is fantastic, Trent. Yeah. I absolutely love this. And it makes sense now when I see all your pictures on your personal page why you're doing what you're doing. So the National Weather Service is telling us we're going to possibly see something on
that's
Friday.
That's right. And that is what the deal is. So he told me to get ready for it. So we're going to see something. So thank goodness it's on a weekend, right? Friday evening into Saturday. So most of us don't have to get out on the roads and drive around and get in it. I know here in South Carolina, an inch of snow and ice can really shut the world down for a little bit here in South Carolina. So we just want to make sure everybody understands that if you can stay home, do that. You know, I don't know if an inch of snow can make snow cream or whatever, but do whatever you can do to stay home. Don't get out. Don't try to drive around. And I know we have a lot of folks who live here now who are from the northern regions of America, and they're like, an inch of snow, that's not a big deal. But us folk who've been here in South Carolina for all of our lives, an inch of snow is a big deal, and it's hard for us to drive in it. I think the DOT is getting ready to probably prep the roads for any kind of wintry mix we might see.
Well, so, and that's the difference. If you're coming from up north, you're more prepared road-wise, and
plows,
because you have it all the time. Here, not so much. So just, you know, you have to know how to maneuver.
What is the concern from the lens of law enforcement? Is it the fact that people are going to be out and about that might not be comfortable driving on the conditions that will be on the roads?
Last time it snowed here was in 2022. Yeah, and it was an inch.
January 29th.
Yeah, it was an inch. And so it was, and even that was a bit of a stretch for us, because if there's snow and some other stuff on the road, you can't drive in it. So it takes us a little bit longer. You think law enforcement's like the NASCAR professional drivers, but we do train in driving every year, but it takes us a little bit longer to get to places. So if you do have a call or something, it's going to extend our ETA to get to you. Mm-hmm. So that is one concern, but we're going to be full on working. I'm planning on taking some time off this week to be able to work Friday and Saturday. So
are there certain reasons why you should or should not maybe call 911 if you get yourself in a predicament in the winter weather?
So I can't get out of my driveway is not something to call 911 about. But if you get out of your driveway and then you slide into another car, or you there's the icy driveway and you slide into your house, that might be a reason to call 911. But because it's cold, my heat's not coming on, that's not to call 911. Yeah, you might want to call your provider for your electricity or something, or Duke Energy, to say, hey, my power's out, I need the heat on. But stay bundled up and ride it out like the rest of us. It'll be out by Sunday. I mean, but the problem with that is still going to be cold after all this is over with. And so the potential for black ice is going to happen, probably Sunday and then on, because it'll melt, and then melting makes water and water makes ice. And so that'll be another hazard for us in the future.
Wow. All right. We've got 1 minute left. Give us the details about your hiring event.
Yes, tonight. So before all the snow starts and you're saying, hey, I'm looking for a different career, we do have our quarterly detention officer hiring event this evening from 4 to 7 at the Moss Justice Center. But it's not really at the Moss Justice Center. If you know where the old prison annex is, it's around back. You take Justice Boulevard right next between the animal control and the parking deck. You take that road and follow it all the way until it ends. That's where we're at. Come learn a little bit about the job, meet some people who are working on the job as a detention officer or a nurse or a booking clerk, and we'd love to have you join the team. And we're always looking for people. And we always have the naysayers out there. So, man, you can't keep people. It's like, well, we do need people, and we do have a shortage of people. So that's why we are always trying to encourage people to serve their community as a detention officer.
They protect and serve. They run toward danger when everyone else is running away, and we certainly appreciate it. Trent Ferris with the York County Sheriff's Office, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
8:04 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 24 degrees.